Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What criteria did they use? Did they just stick wigs on them?
They put an app on them. They use that face app that turns them into a woman. Now, we could do this on you as well and see how it looks. We should do that. Aaron, can you do that during one of the breaks? Face app, one of the Blitz promo photos, and see how Fred and I would look as women. And I want to see if we'd be hot. In fact, do that with all of the on-air hosts, because I may post them and see.
That might be a better one to do.
Yeah, who would you want to? If they were a woman, who would you most want to make sweet love to?
I'm reading this mask thing. Individuals will not get fined, but businesses can be if they don't enforce it.
Okay.
But, I don't know, man. I feel weird that they're having to mandate this.
Yeah.
It's kind of that doesn't sit well with me for some reason. And like I said, I've had no problem wearing them. And it is disappointing that people won't.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And we got the Twitch channel working again. So you Twitchers, get back in the game, guys. You missed the first 2 hours, though. It's shame on you. That was basically what it was. We've gone down the rabbit hole of this face app where we're all women. So where are we?
We're in the final four.
Somebody asked, where's Glenn Davis? Trust me, Glenn Davis would not have made the cut.
Yeah, it was not. I expected it to be good. It was not.
Yeah, yeah. So, who's our final four?
I feel like you should be happy because Aaron and I both made the final four. So, of the final four, our show represents half of it. That's pretty good. And then the downside is, Aaron, you and I are the next matchup.
Oh, we face off?
We're facing off. So only one of us can be in the finals.
One, either Harry Arms or me.
Yes. You're hating on my fault? You bitch.
Mean girls.
You bitch.
Oh, friend of mine sent me an
just
email.
Just drink your beer.
A friend of mine sent me an email and said either the best or worst show ever or worst best show. I don't think I'll be able to decide. Well,
this might be the most fun radio show I've ever done in my life.
Boy, that I'll tell you this. Nick versus Trey is another close matchup.
Interesting. Because I can't get past the fact that he looks 15 and I'd feel guilty.
Boy, yeah, this is a close one.
Trey said, LOL, I voted Nick.
Yeah.
If you can get past the fact that he looks 15... That's a tough matchup. Trey looks pretty good.
I get a couple of Trey, I'll risk it.
Oh, God. Oh, great. We've got pedo listeners. That's just wonderful.
Nick, only because Trey doesn't look of age.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, this is a really close matchup, man. Trey with a close win. Nick getting my stick.
Holly says, Nick kind of looks like a chick I'd go for. Good job, bro. Okay. I don't think I'd pay to see that one. Aaron looks too good now. I can't stop wondering what he really looks like. Can you post his original photo? No, you don't want to see the original photos.
No, that's less fun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, the comments are just rolling. Fred, we're all of age with the lights off.
No, that doesn't work. I have a feeling there are a lot of judges that will disagree with that.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to wind up in, telling you, wind up hanging yourself in your jail cell and not have the billions to go with it. Ugh.
Yeah, this is a really close match. Josh says he would have gotten lectured for doing this bit at 790.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
Jim says Nick looks like she'd skateboard and smoke weed with you, so I'd marry her.
I guess, Oh, God. If there's grass on Nick's field, play ball.
There's 1 minute left, and I'm telling you, this is a close matchup, I got to say.
Man.
All right, we're going to cut off the voting.
Okay.
Now.
Aaron's wife is so lucky.
So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 votes for Nick. It's a good number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 for Juggalo Trey. Trey moves on to the championship round.
That's an upset.
That was a one versus four, and down goes the one seed, Nick Sharara. And now I'm about to post post me and Aaron and see if you guys can look past my hairy arms.
Yeah.
And put me through.
Usually Aaron,
I feel like I've got a prettier face than you, Aaron.
That's what I'm saying. It's like mine is just kind of bland, mediocre all the way.
Yeah,
you've got the better face, but the hairier arms.
You're kind of like you're a safe girl.
Yeah.
You're the kind of girl that it's good to marry because she graduated college. She's got a good job. She's never going to cheat on you. She's safe.
Yeah.
She goes to church.
Yep.
I don't know if my chick is a little.
You've got the better face. It's harder. But it's arms that detract.
It's harder to handle me. But yeah, the hairy arms are a downside.
Don't look at the arms. This is a face app. It's not an arm app. Okay.
Yeah. Should we
shut up? That's my only advantage.
You stop. Okay. Your advantage was you picked the photos.
That's true.
You did the whole thing.
I just took the headshots that Brandon sent me. Uh-huh. He sent me the link with all of our headshots, and I went and downloaded every one of them.
I mean, yeah, well, you still did it. You chose the ones. So that was your advantage. Denzel says AJ looks like he played on that 70s show. Oh, God.
I hope I'm not the rapist on that 70s
show. That dude got
Danny Masterson.
Yep. Yeah,
three counts. And, yeah, that dude was, it's funny because they wrote him off the ranch when the allegations came out.
Yeah.
And which I quit watching that show.
I don't think they took him off there immediately. I think
they'd already done the season. Thing.
I think they were kind of hoping if it was going to blow over, and then it turns out.
Nope. Aaron's an undercover freak. See, this is the kind of stuff that I'm glad I'm ugly because AJ, what that mouth do? AJ has that hairy Eastern Europe woman thing I go for.
You and I are going to have a close matchup too. We may be as close as Nick and Trey were,
which is what you want in a Final Four.
Yeah, you want good matchups. AJ is sexy, going with her all the way, hairy arms and all. Thank you, for not judging me on that.
AJ has not. I can't say this on DSLs.
Yeah. Riga says we can always wax the hair, AJ.
You see what Peasy said? Imagine taking your kid trick-or-treating and seeing woman Fred Fowler open the door and saying, what are you supposed to be, little one? Me. Come on, son. We're going home. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, people will keep talking about my mouth. That's a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, well, you got a party little mouth.
Bill O'Brien's fake PR guy says, Aaron, because AJ looks like she would be okay being my side piece. It's probably true. Yeah. I'm a bit of a slut.
You did say make the whole in the rewind was make sweet love to.
That's true.
Not one time in a gas station bathroom.
All right.
Well, that'd be Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah. The championship matchup. I'm gonna post the poll and then post the pictures in two separate tweets so people can just vote. But we got three more minutes of our voting, which is it appears to be very, very tight. A lot of people saying they would take. I get one here. I would take AJ to the homecoming dance. Thank you.
Okay.
AJ Smirk says she's a freak in bed. Hands down, going for Aaron. I mean, so there are there's good and bad people on both sides. Tracy says have to vote for AJ. He looks like he would do himself.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably right. Aaron looks like the missionary position while AJ got swings and whips. AJ looks like a stock image for a new hire manual at Chili's. That's not flattering, but probably kind of true.
It's pretty good. I feel for my poor daughter who thinks that photo is what she's going to look like in 35 years. She looks 10 times better than that.
Aaron looks like I'd have to hear about her week before I got any.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True.
AJ, but I think you'll win by a hair.
You guys are so on your game today.
All right. Well, we'll calculate these. There's still 2 minutes left, so we'll calculate those votes on the break, and we'll come back with our championship round.
All right. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You know I've got your back. Would you ever do that for me?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
All right, Aaron and I finished in a tie. So what I'm doing is posting a poll in the comments on it. And it's going to be a two-minute tiebreaker.
All right.
So I'm okay with that.
All right. I posted.
Because I counted two. And
now.
Literally dead.
It's
tie.
A dead heat. Yeah, we are very evenly matched as ladies, Aaron.
And it was, you brought it up during the break. It's hard to tell what some people were voting because they were just saying very crass things,
right?
Without like
people are talking about things they would do to us, but not choosing if that's who they.
Yeah, like, one or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great idea from 409. You should set up Tinder accounts with these pictures and see who gets the most matches.
That's actually pretty.
That's
fun.
A really good idea.
But I think you actually have to have a Facebook account, so we'd have to make Facebook accounts before we could do the Tinder part.
Unfortunately, this is a problem for me. I'm getting a lot of. I would pick AJ, but the hairy arms, like that's it's really killing me, Aaron. You couldn't have cropped my photo a little.
You could have cropped it. You have an iPhone too.
You're the one who tweeted it out.
Yeah,
you could have taken that out for the next round. If it bothered that many people, you'd probably be winning in a landslide instead of
I think I would be if I didn't have such hairy arms, damn it.
Boy, the more I look at mine, the uglier I really am. It looks too much like me in real life. I'm definitely a 1.5.
I think I probably
should. Braddock may be better looking.
I think I should have posted this in like on the regular account because now... Oh, never mind. People are voting now. Oh, I think Aaron's starting to run away with it.
Really?
Yeah. Exit polls showing a landslide for Aaron. We'll have the final tabulations here momentarily, but yeah, it's not looking good for AJ. So, Aaron, I'm going to wish you luck in the finals against Juggalo Trey. It's all I can do.
I don't even know if I have a shooter's chance in the finals.
You know?
I do think there is a contingent that is a little scared of looking Epstein-y.
So, that's the only prayer I have.
Is
that people don't want their names going on some type of national registry.
Well, that's... Broke up with my cheating fiance today. 5 years together in total. Listening to this is absolutely the break I needed. Thank you, guys. Hey, man.
Oh,
that.
I accidentally put it for 1 day and 2 minutes.
Oh.
So we're going to go ahead and call it, I think. Let me see if I can get to it here. But yeah, it's a... It's a healthy lead for Aaron. I think he's gonna take this one down.
So should you have a third place game between you and Nick?
No, we don't need that. We don't need that.
The loser bowl?
All right.
Well,
I've been eliminated. I feel very. I don't know if I should feel relieved that no one else is gonna make fun of my hairy arms.
Oh, that's not going away. This is out on Twitter. You're gonna be hearing about this for days.
Oh yeah, I know some people have screenshotted every single one of these pictures if you put them up just in case you delete.
I don't care. I'm gonna change mine to my profile picture. Honestly. Actually pretty hot.
We should probably all do that for a week.
I don't know. I kind of feel like mine may be uglier than my real photo.
Paper bag those arms. Come on. That's treat me with some respect, sir.
Well, I mean, you've said similar things to other women, AJ. I think maybe this is, maybe it's good for you to get this.
Maybe so.
So,
Trey's tweet, if you put a picture of him like that on Twitter, everybody's going to think it's Chris Hansen on the other end.
I would think so. It just, but I'll be honest. All you guys look too young to me.
You think my guy looks too young?
No, not you. But I mean, with actual. I remember going to, even when I went to UH game this past year, looking at the cheerleaders, they all look 15 to me. And I know they're all older, but I don't know if that's me getting old or what. But yeah, it just, man, these kids, they're tiny. Austin Matthews has tested positive for the Rona.
Oh, no.
My favorite player in all of hockey. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. So, apparently, though, says, per the National Hockey League protocol, the Toronto Maple Leafs will not be commenting on reports surrounding testing for any of the club's players or staff. Hey, you know what? This is good timing. Because what I'm hoping for is when we finally get to a playoff, that like all the Lightning guys get it, all the Bruins get it. Austin's going to already have had it. My Leafs will be just fine. Won't be able to stop anybody. What's the chance that whoever wins gets made up by a makeup artist to try to make them look like their picture?
I'm for it.
I am down with that. Aaron would have to shave if he wins.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, dude, if it means you're a hot chick, would you rather be a hot chick or a really average looking guy?
I'm okay being a really average-looking guy or below-average-looking guy.
Honestly, I'm shaving my arms, and we're going to rematch this on Monday.
Just download the Face app. It'll let you...
Oh, you gave me a Jerome.
Boy, Jerome looks 15, too.
Jerome? I don't know. Jerome
looks pretty young. Look, you know what Jerome looks like? A young lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The one that's going to walk into court and just tell it because it looks sweet as hell and then just kick your ass.
Yeah, where the opposing counsel is just laughing. Like, hey, did you use crayons to pass the bar? And all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah. Yeah. Wins the case. I want Jerome representing me if any lawyer.
All right.
Somebody says I'll be looking for AJ tonight on a corner on Montrose.
Well, you might find me.
Well,
can't believe people were hating on my arms. That cost. I think that cost me the championship. To be honest,
I definitely think that was was damaging.
Yeah, I mean, it was really my only flaw. Man, I'm a super sexy chick.
Yeah. I don't know.
We pointed out how Kyler Murray's it was the arms that made it look weird because he had these gigantic hulking biceps. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Tiebreaker should be who makes the best sandwich. You sexist.
How dare you.
And people want you, if you win, Aaron, they want you to do the makeover thing for the listeners. You haven't done anything for the listeners.
I might. We'll see.
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
I don't look nearly as good when I shave this beard off as that picture says, though. I use this beard to hide a lot of things.
I mean, your wife says you'd be hot even. That's
I gotta say, the more I look at your, the more I look at my photo, I realize that's bad. The more I look at yours, yeah, probably would do it.
Sure. Ken Rosenthal says MLB has told Players Association it will not make a counteroffer to the union's 70-game proposal. League talking with owners this weekend to discuss its next options moving forward. Last MLB offer was 60 games. Could try to implement in 50-odd range.
Oh, God.
Like, so over 10 games, they're saying? It's not going to happen?
Yeah, they're fighting over 10 games.
How about we go 65, bing, bang, boom?
Jerome probably looks like that young prosecutor would try to put away any dude who tries to hit on Trey.
Trey looks like she's barely starting her porn career, and Aaron has diversified in the porn industry and has started her OnlyFans. Aaron, because that hair is the right length to pull while doggy style.
Oh,
oh, Aaron is the housewife that invites her girlfriend. Yeah, I see that.
Aaron's beating Trey right now.
Well, I honestly, I would, if Trey's just looked a little bit older, just a little bit, I'd be okay with it.
I think I like Trey because of the red hair.
Well, I know, and that's my jam, right?
And Trey has blue eyes. Like, he's got he's soft features. He's
very attractive. It just, I feel like a perv because his avatar looks so young.
In the final segment, you need to post all the other pictures I sent you of both ESPN personalities, past and present.
Yeah, the I'll tweet them out. I'll tweet them out during the break.
Yeah, Raheel would have won this thing.
Raheel would be up there, and I think Jose Partida would be up there.
Yeah, Jose.
Definitely.
Was,
I'll tell you who wouldn't be up there. Barry Laminack wouldn't be up there.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew.
Tyler definitely wouldn't be.
Tyler, no. Nope.
Jake Asman.
Jake Asman, I'm telling you, Jake Asman looks like he would play or she would play for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
And be Megan's girlfriend?
Something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he definitely does look like a soccer player. That's a good call. Aaron looks like that gymnast, Allie Raisman.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, well, she's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's hotter than you, Aaron.
Granado looks like a lunch lady at Sharpstown High School. get a bunch of Glenn Davis. Yeah, Glenn did not do well.
This thing did not do well for Glenn, but I'll post him too.
Like Aaron.
Which is really shocking because it's a good picture of him, like picture.
Greta Van Susteren, that's who he looks like. If you used to watch, I don't know, was CNN or Fox?
She was on Fox for a while, then she got... Or she left over the Roger Ailes things, I think.
Oh. I would like Aaron to get on my balance beam. Somebody wants to see what Jong would have looked like.
That I bet you that's...
I'll work on that during the break.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, let's just take a break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, I guess an Astros player has tested positive for the Rona.
Give me the name.
They don't have the name. They're hiding it. So, by the way, Jake finds himself sexy in those photos you sent out.
I feel like Raheel kind of looks like Lena Hidalgo.
Is he going to make me wear a mask?
He might.
If Jong just put on a little makeup,
Jong could
get it. She would have won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jake really does look like he's trying to bicycle kick something. This Fred looks like the field reporter assigned to cover the U.S. women's soccer team. Oh, Aaron is a wife when you take the early flight home from San Diego. What are the odds Granado brags to Lance and Deldy advance the furthest on the show?
Santos says, Tyler tried to make the boys wrestling team in high school. That might be my favorite tweet of the day. Eater says, damn, Jong is an anime snack. Yep.
I think Jong has given me a massage and other stuff. Yes. Tyler plays football. Oh. Asman is a valedictorian that's looking to lose her virginity before going away to college.
Oh, boy.
St. Patrick says, the fact that you all made this a topic for the last 3 hours is either a testament to you as radio host or a sign that we'll listen to just about anything.
I mean, this could be a total disaster. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I don't care. I don't care.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it's been fun. So how's the final going?
I'll have to pull it up here. Give me a second. Last I saw, things were looking good for our guy Aaron, who while I would rather Trey personally, but because Aaron's team blitz, I mean, I'm obviously cheering for him.
You're
like SEC guy.
Yeah, I'm like Aggie. I'm trying to claim your championship. All right,
I'm okay with that. For this,
let's see. I've posted a few things since then. I posted the pictures of...
Oh, poor Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Raheel and Jose, I'm sorry, guys. They would have smashed y'all, I think.
I think so, too. Jong. Man, Jong is pretty.
But Glenn Davis.
God. Yeah, Glenn Wolf.
Boy, you want to talk about a disappointment.
It looks like there's 16 minutes left in the voting. Aaron has about a 60-40 advantage right now.
That's early.
It's early, but
it's getting late.
It's getting late. We can't go all night, boys. God.
I feel like, well, I'm not going to say that. But
Frodo says the Raheel and Jose Partida would make me get a degree and clean my life up.
God. Barry looks like he would leave you for Glenn Davis. God. Oh, man. Barry, is the lady doing sign language for the mayor? dude nailed it. Asmund literally looks like my high school valedictorian.
Dell said anyone who participated in AJ's little experiment and answered with anything other than neither revealed plenty about themselves. You ain't kicking anyone out of bed, and these were sober choices. Dell sounds salty because
he was a
first round exit.
Well, Del's always salty. That's his bit.
He said, also, what's with the app making men of a darker complexion light-skinned women? Open your third eye, people. And clearly some of you need better vision if you're actually making choices. I mean, to be honest, my guy was hot, or my chick, so I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah. Fred looking like Boy George. do you really want to hurt me, Essential TX Hunt?
Well, is it just me, or does Glenn look like Caitlyn Jenner's older sister?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah, that one is one that surprised me. I really thought Glenn's would come out much better than that, but you know, she looks like the main partner of a law firm who hasn't had sex in 10 years.
Glenn, lesbian math teacher. Barry, girl from Big Bang Theory, the nerdy one.
Oh God, yeah.
Jose, she'll appreciate you a lot. Raheel, don't ever go to jail. Shake my head.
Oh.
A lot of people saying, damn, Raheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raheel, not bad.
Turned out well. So Santos likes the show. He says it's an all-time classic.
I wish it would give us boobs, too. It could make it more realistic.
Yeah, because I mean, there I might be able to compete. I'd probably have nice boobs.
You probably would. Or you'd at least have big boobs. They might not. They might. Like,
no, when, they'd probably be.
Like when you take your. When
all
you
three
take
of
your,
us would, because apparently there's a chemical in beer that helps women's boobs grow.
Oh, okay.
It helps like them produce the hormone that grows them.
I feel like Fred would look good, like his boobs would look nice when he's wearing clothes, but as soon as you take the bra off, the nipples are like pointing down at the ground
and
they're like
all
wrinkly, over the place.
Yeah,
it'd be a disaster. And stretch marks
rolling around by my penis. Yeah, that's 346 says Glenn is the marriage counselor that always takes your chick's side. Yeah. That looks about right. I can go with that. Oh, boy. 713-780.
Chuck says he wishes he had that head of hair.
Dustin said, man, Fred Fowler's hair has really grown. Yeah, I do have nice eyes. If I could cover up everything else. See, now this is where having a mask, I'd be more competitive. If we were doing Rona masks.
Yeah.
I'd actually... Oh, I'd still be ugly. What the hell? Who am I kidding? I'm trying to find a way, but
Raheel definitely has big boobs. No ass, though.
yeah.
Barry definitely looks like a Karen.
Fred would have transplants. I mean, implants. Yeah, probably.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, this has been fun. So, you know, I kind of feel like the people needed a nonsense show. I damn sure did. And... got to tell you, the comments have been funny as hell. You guys have made me laugh.
Jong looks like the cute girl in college that would sit in the front of the class and bring the backpack with wheels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerome Solomon running a tight student council campaign. That's a good one, too. Barry looks like a substitute teacher.
Oh, he kind of does. Yeah, that's a good one.
Barry looks like she has a Buffalo accent. All Natural says, Ray Ray says, I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed until morning.
No. Yeah. Ray Ray's a degenerate, which I respect.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will, I guess, in the last segment, we'll have the champion announced. But right now, I think we're still floating around that 60-40 range. Aaron hanging in. And it's gone. It's been pushed far enough down my timeline.
Yeah.
You may have this thing in the bag, Aaron.
Well, we got to see. The pedos still have a break to jump in. So
I'll be honest. I would with Trey. She's looking good. See, I wish she wasn't wearing that stupid NASCAR hat.
Well, the NASCAR hat is a turnoff in the fact that, again, just looks
too young. By the way,
you also got to remember, there would be Insane Clown Posse blasting in the background while you're doing it.
Oh, don't try to downgrade Trey.
I'll be honest. Are you sure you didn't doctor these, Aaron?
I promise you.
Fred, take a look at that picture of Aaron. Do you see something you don't see on anyone else's picture? Cleavage?
Uh-huh.
Where'd that cleavage come from? Yeah. Is that Photoshopped cleavage, Aaron?
That is not.
Where'd you get such a low-cut top for this this exercise?
It's because I was wearing my ESPN golf polo that I had.
That's exactly what I was wearing.
Yes, but yours are like Tyler's.
Mine didn't
buttoned.
Have cleavage.
But he says, I bet Jong's private parts are
yours
blurred
and
out.
Tyler's are buttoned.
Not Jong's part, just Jong's partner's part. God. Yeah, Aaron put cleavage.
Sorry, I was wearing a
cleavage.
Fishing shirt, and so it was unbuttoned, and there you can see my white T-shirt underneath. Uh-huh.
I think Aaron photoshopped cleavage onto his WhatsApp.
Download the app, and I'll send you my original, and you can make it.
Alfredo says, I'm calling collusion. This is the biggest cheating scandal in Houston
history.
I do kind of feel like he's in there banging
huge.
Trash cans. I mean, not his chick.
As long as no one's banging me, yeah.
Well, I got news for you. You better keep the doors locked. I think you've turned on a group today. And they're going to, that's all they're going to see is that photo. And to them, that's who they're having sex with.
Yep.
So
Jerome looks like his daddy is a strict black preacher.
Oh, man. The listeners have been killing it today.
Yeah, you guys did a good job.
Thank you very much. It's been awesome. Oh, man. Well, we only got one segment left.
I think Raheel is the Walgreens pharmacy district manager.
Well, this has been interesting.
Well, we've learned a lot about you guys today. We know what you like.
And I hope you've had as much fun with this as we have. So, John,
you know
like
what makes me feel stupid?
What's that?
The fact that I spent hours prepping a show today.
Oh,
you
me too.
You sent a bunch of prep items.
Yeah,
and I spent 3 hours this morning.
Yeah, that was a total waste of time.
Yeah, I same thing. And I basically just shut down my show notes about an hour and a half ago because there's no point.
We're not using any of that nonsense. No. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. If you are remodeling, you got to upgrade your home. You got to keep up with the times. And great place to start, your siding, your windows. And right now with Allstate, you can get some great. And here's the other, on top of getting great deals, and I'm talking about like $2,500 off siding, 30% off all windows, you're also going to save money right now because your house is going to be more energy efficient. You could save up to 40% on your electric bills, and you're talking about through these hot summer months. That can be quite a bit. Also, no payments for 2 years. How about that? Guys, they're family-owned and operated for over four generations. It's the kind of company you want to do business with. They've got first responder discounts, military discounts, cash discounts, senior discounts. They want to help you out. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or you can check them out at AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady. Here I come.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and I didn't hear a word you just said, Aaron.
Point people to your Belmont preview.
Oh, Fred. Yeah. Go to sportsmap.com. I've got a preview on the races tomorrow. That's all totally free, and I give you all the horses that I'm playing. If you want how I'm playing all the races, you got to go to pregame and buy the package, but it's worth it. I feel pretty good about tomorrow, and if I'm right about the big race, we going Sizzler.
All right. We going Sizzler. Yeah, my UFC preview's on the pregame as well. So
cool. So, yeah, if you're looking to get your gamble on tomorrow, you got UFC, you got Belmont. I actually have plays on every one of the stakes races leading up to the Belmont, and the one I like best is the very first stakes race. It's the second race. Unfortunately, it's only a 5-horse field, but I like the longest shot on the board in the 5-horse field. So
you know what? I'm gonna wave the flag on this. 207 votes. Aaron, 60%. Well, 60.9%. So 61%. Trey, 39%. Aaron, congratulations. You're the hottest chick at 97.5.
Yeah.
Let's have some applause.
Yeah, come on. Congratulations.
Thank you. You were supposed to play an applause sounder there, Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know of the world.
Not of the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's hotter chicks that would work at other stations. I mean.
In this market?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think Clint Sterner would be hotter than you?
Now I need to go find pictures of him.
Maybe we should do the guys at other stations.
I think that's a good plan.
We can make a bracket, like a real bracket, like we did when we did the hottest females.
Adam Clanton would probably look good. Who else might look nice? I mean,
337 says Barry looks like one of those teachers who got in trouble for sleeping with a student. You guys have been killing it today. Hey, let's knock out stupid stuff. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I have absolutely zero symptoms other than, you know, the occasional hangover in the morning, which I think is natural. But that's...
natural when you drink the night before. Yeah.
So if you want to hear the rest of the bad actors, you'll have to stick around until 6. So unless we could do them in 30 seconds, which don't really... I think they probably deserve more consideration.
Yeah, well, listen, Fred, we've got 3 hours, okay, man?
Well, no, we've got an hour and a half. Oh, I hate to break it to you. Oh, yeah. We've already burned off half the show, just like that.
So, like Chan Ho Park, he was a very famous one. How did he get here?
He's not listed. I'll look it up.
Or
airplane?
My standards have changed over time. There was a time when I was in the Army, if we came across a porta potty in the field, it was like I just stumbled across a Buc-ee's. I was like, oh my God, look what's here. A porta potty. I don't have to poop in a hole that I dig. This is so great. So now, though, I live in a world where I feel like I can be a little choosier about where I poop. My wife's eyelashes are so short right now, and she doesn't know what to do.
You should probably have her call Holly.
No.
I'm sure.
I can't have my wife looking like that.
And I saw her in this New Zealand show I started watching. Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Sorry, Fred, that slipped.
Yeah, and now I've forgotten totally where I was.
You were talking about Elizabeth Moss, maybe?
Manny asked about... Boy, that's 2 in 4 minutes.
I chugged my Red Bull. I've got a new flavor of sugar-free Red Bull, and I just chugged it before this segment started.
The next guy, Lee Jung Hoo of the Heroes.
Who?
Lee Jung Hoo.
Who?
He's hitting 370.
Who? Yeah.
Who? Yeah. As in Horton, here's a
who?
Could be Ho.
Who's
got 2 O's though?
Who's all on? Right. Who's on third?
No, we're not doing the who's on bit. No.
Oh, yeah. She died of colon cancer.
Ooh, painful.
Yeah, that's a painful.
Did he mention
that's a painful end?
Holly said, for the record, she overstocked on lashes when this started, so I'm good. Not shocked at all.
My wife is about the natural lash look. Holly, like when Holly pulls up, she looks like like Fred Flintstone went to the drive-in and they put the rack of ribs on his car and it falls over. That's what Holly's eyelashes look like. Like they put a rack of ribs on her eyelid, and I don't know how Holly stands up sometimes. It's actually really impressive.
Yeah, and sometimes on a windy day, I've actually seen it lift her off the ground.
So. Float away like parasailing. How'd you feel about that, Aaron? I know when you signed up for this gig, you probably thought you were working on a sports talk radio show.
Yeah, because I never listened to the show before, and I saw ESPN, so I just figured, oh, yeah, all sports all the time.
What a sucker.
Yeah, and then we had to explain it's the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
I thought it was Extreme Talk about Sports and Programming
Network. It's actually Ebony Sports Talk, because, you know, things have changed. Ebony Sports Pandemic Network, because what we talk about are race relations and pandemic relations.
And masks.
And sometimes sports.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the person who says, all I need to battle off this disease is my God and my guns. You don't want to be that person?
No, and I don't know. Who am I shooting?
Well, the coronavirus.
Oh, but like,
why would the coronavirus come after you if you've got a gun? I mean, that's
well, foolishness. I'll just say, if I see it coming, I'll shoot it. I won't think twice.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, boy. Fun week.
I changed my Twitter profile pic to Lady Me, and people said, get ready for the D-pics in your DMs.
Yep.
Yeah, probably coming.
Just tell them to look at those hairy arms before they send
true.
The D-pics.
That should turn them away.
Trey says he feels like the Dodgers. We need to vacate this title. El Frodo says Aaron is asterisk.
Yeah, with his fake cleavage. I mean, what a gross thing. And you know who I feel like? I feel like I'm the Yankees after Aaron beat the trash can on me, because I'm like, I would have won if it weren't for him cheating with that fake cleavage.
PayPal Pete says the show's reminding me why I've been listening to Blitz for 10 years. Great show, guys.
Thank you, sir. It did feel like an old school Blitz show.
Yeah, it did.
Was really no, it was all nonsense.
There was no point to it whatsoever. Yeah. There was no depth. It was just us having fun for 3 hours. And
Tepper had already gone home for the day, so there was no coming in going, hey, guys, let's get it back on at least some type of train track.
The listeners seemed to love it and participated as much today as they have in forever. So they were into it. I'm going to call it a success. Of course, now everybody wants a full body pic of Aaron.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Nope, you won. I think you need to make this an OnlyFans.
Just thirst trap
thing.
It and put your head on like Scarlett Joe's body.
I talked to Josh and Brandon, who are actually good with Photoshop.
Like I said, your face, you look like a basic bitch anyway. You wouldn't have a body like that. You'd have a flat ass. But like, you're safe. You're safe.
I'm the safe one.
Yeah. Juggalo Trey, you had to worry.
Well, first you had to check the ID.
Yeah.
You had to start with that.
That's a start, but you worry even more than that. There's lots of things to worry about with that one. She's nasty.
Trey just tweeted out a different picture. He says he would have won if he used that one.
Let's see. But that's, you're talking about 5 years ago.
Yeah, now he is underage. Really underage. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend, whether you're Belmonting or whether you're UFCing or whether you're soccering tomorrow or whether you're just going out and doing something. Enjoy it.
You can actually see Trey's mustache in that picture, too.
That's gross.
It's a turnoff. That's worse than my arm hair by far.
Much worse.
Aaron, great job today. Congratulations on your victory.
You
should be proud and creeped out at the same time. Hoffman, great job. Oh, I was just along for the ride. Listeners, great job. Until Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.